This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Qatar have agreed to elevate their bilateral relations to a strategic partnership. An agreement in this regard was signed between the two countries following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in New Delhi. Briefing the media in the national capital last evening, Secretary for Consular, Passport, Visa and Overseas Indian Affairs in the External Affairs Ministry, Arun Kumar Chatterjee, said the talks between Prime Minister Modi and the Emir of Qatar focused on strengthening trade, energy, investments, innovation, technology, food security, culture and people-to-people ties. During the talks, both leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Mr. Chatterjee said two agreements and five MOUs were signed during the state visit of the Emir of Qatar. He said the first agreement is on the establishment of a bilateral strategic partnership. The secretary said the two countries have also agreed to double their trade to $28 billion annually in the next 5 years.
Both sides have today agreed to elevate the relationship to a strategic partnership, and India and Qatar have signed an agreement in this regard. Trade, investment and energy were among the major topics of discussion between the two leaders today. The trade today between India and Qatar is about US$14 billion annually. Both sides have agreed to set a target to double this in the next 5 years. Qatar is also an important partner for investments in India.
President Draupadi Murmu has stated that India's relations with Qatar are steeped in history spanning centuries, and that Qatar has been an integral part of West Asia's commercial and cultural linkages with India. Welcoming the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the President emphasized that the multifaceted engagement and cooperation between the countries are marked by a deep sense of comfort and time-tested goodwill. Both leaders agreed that elevating the India-Qatar relationship to the level of a strategic partnership will create a roadmap for even closer engagement. US and Russia decided to appoint teams to negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine during high-level talks held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The talks marked the first discussions between the two countries aimed at paving the way for a potential peace deal to end the Ukraine war. However, Ukraine and European leaders were not part of the talks. Talking to media after the talks, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the two countries will appoint a high-level team to help negotiate and work toward the end of the conflict in Ukraine. Former UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, along with his family, met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi shared that they had a wonderful conversation on many topics. The Prime Minister also stated that Mr. Sunak is a great friend of India and is passionate about further strengthening India-UK ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the inauguration of the Inland Waterways Transport IWT Terminal on the Brahmaputra National Waterway 2 at Jogikhopa in Assam. In a social media post, he described it as a significant step towards improving infrastructure and promoting inland waterways for the progress and prosperity of the region. The central government has released the 15th Finance Commission grants of over 562 crore rupees for rural local bodies in Punjab, Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh. The Panchayati Raj Ministry said these grants provided to the Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies play a crucial role in strengthening grassroots democracy. In the men's AFIH Pro Hockey League, India suffered a 4-1 defeat to reigning world champions Germany at Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar last evening. In women's Premier League, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Giants by 5 wickets in Vadodara last night. Batting first, Gujarat Giants posted 120 runs, losing all 10 wickets in 20 overs with the help of Harleen Deol's 32 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.